The college basketball experience, Tommy Lloyd to Arizona and Wes Miller to Cincinnati episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com. And make sure you download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home to free daily video picks from the SGPN crew. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. Make sure you subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Riffer. Riffer is your home for mini podcasts from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Subscribe to our Riffer channel today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffer. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Riffer. That's RIFFR.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes. Woo! Welcome to the college basketball experience. Tommy Lloyd to the University of Arizona and Wes Miller to the University of Cincinnati episode. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I mean, these are two huge coaching hires that happened pretty late in the season here. Let me cue up that Dundee music to get you excited if you're an Arizona Wildcat or Cincinnati Bearcat fan. I mean, first off, Arizona. Yes, John Miller was hurting you guys, setting you back. Now we are, you know, queuing up the Lute Olson days, perhaps. Tommy Lloyd, assistant at Gonzaga for 20 years, 21 years, technically. Wow. And now you're going to channel that inner Lute Olson. You know what I mean? You're going to get those big name players back. The program's heading in the right direction. You know, you're going to be able to go back to the days of Steve Kerr, Sean Elliott, Michael Dickerson, Miles Simon, Mike Bibby. Who else am I forgetting? Jason Gardner. I mean, remember how many big name players, Khalid Reeves, Damon Stoudemire, who I know people said should have been in contention. I think he was in contention, but Chris Mills, Richard Jefferson. I could just go on. Reggie Gary. Remember Reggie Gary? And I saw Gilbert Arenas was saying that it's the incorrect hire. They should go with someone in the family. Look, sometimes it's good to step outside. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's good. I get it. You know, and I like Damon Stoudemire as a coach. I like Luke Walton could be a good coach. I don't know. He's never been in the college level coaching, but I get it. But at the same time, how's he not qualified? Tommy Lloyd has been the assistant at Gonzaga for 21 years. I mean, the guy played college ball at a slew of schools, but this guy knows the ins and outs of, you know, an elite program. And now he's going to bring that to Tucson and he's going to do it the right way. Unlike, you know, a Sean Miller, perhaps. I think it's a home run hire. I think it's an A. And look, if you've been listening to my, all my offseason coaching hires, football and basketball, I don't just throw out A's. You know, I think this is an A. Not only, you know, is Tommy Lloyd a great assistant coach, he's also, you know, he's very familiar with the international game. He played in Germany, I believe. Also played in Australia. And as you saw, Gonzaga was kind of recruiting nationwide, you know, worldwide, almost like the San Antonio Spurs. I always compared them to the San Antonio Spurs of college basketball. Yes, he never won a national championship, but trust me, right now Arizona fans will take getting to the national championship game multiple times. So, I mean, he's been big in developing a lot of the big players. Pargo, I was reading an article about him and how he helped his game. Adam Morrison, Turioff, remember Turioff played for the Lakers. This is a home run hire, guys. Especially with how late they fired Sean Miller. You know, like that I question the timing of firing Sean Miller. So considering a lot of the best coaches have, I mean, Porter Moser's already gone to Oklahoma. Several other coaches have landed at other schools. So it's a little late in the game. So it just makes sense. This is the best you could have done, in my opinion. Even John Beilein, who I was, you know, throwing him out there for every open coaching position. That would have been an A probably too, but I think Tommy Lloyd's an A. And I think also the longevity, he's only 46 years old. He is only 46 years old. So if things work out, he's going to be here for the next 20 years, probably. If things work out. Yeah, I just think it's a great hire. Mark Few, another guy. I mean, you got to love the fact Few turned down a bunch of, I mean, he hasn't even taken interviews. They've called and he said, no, I think he took one interview and that was University of Oregon. And he ended up turning that down. So Few was incredibly loyal. So you wonder if Tommy Lloyd will be that loyal to the Arizona program. So I think this is an absolute great hire. And I think they're going to start, really, you're going to notice a difference right away. I'm predicting that you will notice a difference right away. Now, I'm curious, you know, this college basketball offseason has just been bananas with transfers. I mean, we need a whole episode just for that because it's everybody, but yes, Arizona lost Jamaro Baker to Fresno State. I know Daniel Bacho is in the transfer portal. I don't think he's landed yet. Terrell Brown Jr. I believe he transferred to Washington. And I think Aquino, the Georgetown transfer that Arizona had a season ago, leading scorer, about 16 points a game, 5.5 assists. I think he is declared for the NBA draft, but eligible to come back. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. Does Lloyd want to bring him back, or is he just saying, hey, you know, let's move forward? Be interesting to see. But it'll be also interesting to see if he grabs any transfers from Gonzaga. Does he grab any transfers elsewhere from other schools? Really excited to see what becomes of this Arizona Wildcat basketball program. And we know the Pac-12 coming off just an unbelievable run in the NCAA tournament with the likes of, UCLA getting that program going. USC's got that program going. Oregon State, you know, Elite Eight run and you know, looking good for the future. And then Oregon, the Ducks, I mean, and Colorado, I mean, you have a slew of good teams, that, and we saw what Utah go out and land a big hire, Craig Smith. The Pac-12 is just getting better and better. It seems like, so a hire for Arizona, gotta say it. And now let's talk a little Cincinnati Bearcats here. Cincinnati, why should you be excited for Cincinnati? Wow. Let me just cue that Dundee music because things are coming back, perhaps. Yes, Wes Miller. Wes Miller's done an unbelievable job at UNC Greensboro. All right, and this hire makes more sense. Yes, I have nothing against the former coach John Brannon, but things weren't working out. A bunch of players transferred out. I don't know what exactly went down. It seemed to be ugly, that departure, but Wes Miller has got the credentials. Trust me. And Cincinnati is a program that I think it's first off, it's a rich program. Back to the days of Oscar Robertson, back to the days of Huggy Bear and Mick Cronin. I mean, you can quote just a slew of great players from Cincinnati, you know, to the days of DeMar Johnson or Kenyon Martin or Steve Logan, Reuben Patterson, Melvin Levitt. Remember him? He would dunk. Nick Van Exel. Melvin Levitt would dunk all over everybody. Danny Fortson, Reuben Patterson. I mean, you can go on and on and on about it's been a rich program, and it's looking to, and especially when you have Xavier in the same city, who's looking to have a good year. I know they missed the tournament just a season ago, but Cincinnati's been a rich program for some time. And Wes Miller, I loved what he did at UNC Greensboro. I really thought he was a really good coach at UNC Greensboro and really had that program going good. He was a former assistant at North Carolina. Played at North Carolina, not an assistant, but played for Roy Williams. also played at JMU, Patty C, my co-host normally with me, former JMU Duke. So they got that in common. But he's been an assistant at Elon. He's been an assistant at High Point. He's been an assistant at UNC Greensboro. Then he became the head coach. He's really put in his work. He's 185 and 135 overall. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I like this hire. Now, is it as big as a hire as the Lloyd one? No, it's not. But I think this one is going to be worth the like, yes, you don't have a 20-year resume at an elite school. Sure. But UNC Greensboro has been a good team in the 10 years Miller's been there. He's put in the time. He deserves the shot. And frankly, I just think that UNC Greensboro's program was in a much better spot than Northern Kentucky when they hired Brannon. I know Northern Kentucky probably closer, but it just makes more sense. And obviously the transfer portal going to be huge here. Cause I mean, Cincinnati had a fire sale. I want to say it was 8 players left the team right away. And that's one of the reasons why they got rid of Brannon and did the investigation. But this one makes sense. It makes sense to me. It'll be interesting to see who they land. I would imagine maybe some of those Greensboro players want to transfer in, but I mean, or maybe he can retain some of the ones that wanted to transfer. I think Gabe Madsen is already transferred to Utah from Cincinnati. Zach Harvey, a pretty decent bench player. He's going to Santa Barbara, I believe. Those two are gone. I don't, as far as I know, there's a slew of ones that haven't announced where they're going yet. So perhaps, you know, Wes Miller can go in there and talk to them and get them to come buy back into the program. I know they had a decent recruiting class. They were young this year. Yes, Cincinnati wasn't sniffing the NCAA tournament with the exception of their run in the AAC, conference tournament. They went all the way to the championship game. So they almost got in. But they were really young, and I think they'll have opportunities if they come back to Cincinnati. I think they'll have a good opportunity of making the tournament in over the next year or two with Wes Miller at the helm. Especially, I don't know what's going. I mean, the AAC besides Houston, kind of up for grabs. Yes, Penny Hardaway's been recruiting great, but even you saw the slew of his players transfer out. But Boogie Ellis went to USC. I saw a few other names go out. I think it was who was it? There was Nesbitt. Nesbitt went to St. Louis. There was a few. I feel like there was another really good player at Memphis that. Oh, I don't think he's announced yet. I think it's Jeffries. Hasn't announced where he's going yet. DeCorian Jeffries. So I do think there is a chance. Aside from Houston, I think they could become a player pretty fast. They could be a player in this conference really fast. Yes, Wichita State's really good. I think Memphis will remain good. SMU is going to be better. And I think Tulane and Temple kind of got things going in the right direction. Even Tulsa, you can make a case for. But I think Cincinnati has a strong opportunity to climb up the ladder pretty fast, which I don't think Arizona's got their work cut out for them more, even though they're more of a blue blood. I think the Pac-12 is just loaded with good coaches, good basketball right now. And I think that's going to be one to really watch. But with Cincinnati, I think it's a good hire, especially once again, I bring up this point. You're going to fire someone this late in the year. And I understand, you know, what I don't even remember what it, or know exactly how things went down at Cincinnati. But the fact that it's this late in the game, I mean, sure. I mentioned John Beilein for every job opening. Cause I thought, the guy should be coaching college basketball. That one would have been better to me, but he's also old. This one, you have the opportunity to have Miller for a long time, potentially if he succeeds here. Other than that, I mean, I know some players probably were screaming Van Axel or other top candidates. I know they were looking at an Ohio State assistant. I think this was one of the best hires they could have done considering the timing of the move. So I'm going to give it an A. I think both of these hires are an A. I think the Lloyd hire is slightly better, but I think you might see a faster impact at Cincinnati than you do at Arizona just because of how loaded the Pac-12 is. But I can't wait to watch both these moving forward. And obviously me and NC Nick and Patty C will probably have an episode dropping sometime in this offseason, sometime talking about all the coaching moves, grading them. And I mean, we've already graded them on independent episodes, but going conference by conference, because I think that we just need to do an episode on the transfer portal. I mean, it's gigantic. It's gigantic this year. So stay tuned to that. And yeah, if any other stuff happens in college basketball, you know, we got you covered on the College Experience. Make sure you subscribe and tell a friend, me and Patty C. Woo! Handicap every single me, Patty C, NC Nick, handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. Been doing it for 4 years. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, make sure you check out the College Football Experience as well. And yeah, look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks, but look, we've been over 500 each and every year for 4 years. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the sportsgamblingpodcast.com on a spreadsheet. So you got no excuses. It's a free source of income. All right. 1 year in, you could say, oh, these idiots got lucky. 4 years in, now we actually know what the fuck we're talking about. Get over there, subscribe, tell a friend. And like I said, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. We'd certainly appreciate it. And if you do, take a screenshot and tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt, brand new shirt, just like hell. Just like, if you look, and if you're, trust me, if you're an Arizona fan or a Cincinnati fan, you've had a couple tough years. Maybe it's you, you know, maybe you need a brand new t-shirt. All right. Maybe it's that old raggedy ass shirt you've been wearing around and that old style you've been cramped with. Maybe you need a new t-shirt. So get over to iTunes, give us that 5-star review, and you know, we'll send you a t-shirt, brand new. Your chances of getting a laid go up. Like, what did our study say? I think 97%. Your chances, and that goes for women too. If you're a woman, you want to leave a nice review, we'll send you a nice little shirt. Come on, do it. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Make sure you give them all a follow, and make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at DSGP Network. Yes. And also check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We got everything covered in there. You're a college football fan, FCS playoffs right around the corner. We got you covered for FCS action this weekend, Selection Sunday, this Sunday. We got you covered for everything. I'm telling you, you join the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, or go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. You're going to see all the content we got going. NASCAR, you know, Major League Baseball in full swing now. NHL coming to the playoffs, NBA going to the playoffs. I mean, spring football league about to kick off with Jerry Glanville. I mean, you name the sport, UFC, boxing, whatever the fuck it is, get over there. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. A lot of fun. All right, guys, this is the College Experience. Tommy Lloyd to Arizona and Wes Miller to Cincinnati episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.